Well, now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your Barbarossa living, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication, or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And you will find, as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness to participate in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And as always, of course, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness many times is much more pertinent than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity that each of you have participated in creating, and to enter into that altered state of consciousness and experience that telepathic exchange of information. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we've suggested many, many times that you exist in what we refer to as a vibrational level. And the uniqueness of your vibrational level is that you put in place what we like to refer to as a electromagnetic type of energy, or a veil if you wish, that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but as well through various levels of consciousness that you exist in this vibrational level. And although in many of those altered states of consciousness, in your very deep meditative state, in your dream state, in your between incarnational state, it's possible for you to experience a thinning of that veil if you wish. But nonetheless, the limitations that you put in place by maintaining that veil limit your capacity not only to understand who and what you truly are, but limit your capacity to understand the energy and the methods and the techniques that you utilize to create this reality. However, it's important that you understand that you create this reality. It's not a reality that's created by other individuals existing outside of your vibrational level. In fact, that electromagnetic type of energy, that veil, limits your capacity to have others interfere in your creation process. It's your creation, it's your reality, it's your vibrational level as individuals and as a human consciousness. And consequently, you are responsible for the reality that you experience in this vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state. Not only does it make it difficult for you to understand who and what you truly are, it makes it difficult for you to understand that you create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. You see, when you're experiencing a reality in your so-called awakened consciousness state, and it's a reality that you view as being less than desirable, it becomes very difficult for you to accept that that's your creation, that you are absolutely responsible for that reality that you're experiencing. It also becomes difficult for you to accept that you're creating it from a position of absolute unconditional love, and that spark of consciousness that you are, that piece of the one, whatever terminology you wish to use to attempt to explain who and what you truly are, does not judge whether or not what you're experiencing is right or wrong, but validates your beliefs and belief systems, gives to you that which you desire. And once again, that becomes difficult to accept in your awakened consciousness state when that reality is one that you view as a less than desirable reality. Circumstances that are occurring in your day-to-day activities that is very difficult for you to accept the responsibility for. It's rather ironic that when it's what you view as a positive reality, that you, in your awakened consciousness say, can accept responsibility for many of those particular experiences, that's the result of various choices and decisions that you've made, the result of various desires that you've held, that you've worked very hard to achieve, if you wish, those so-called positive experiences. It becomes very difficult for you to accept that the negative, what you view as the negative experiences in your awakened consciousness state, involve exactly the same type of beliefs and belief systems, the same types of choices and decisions, your same attitudes, if you wish, to experience that so-called negative experience or reality as it is for you to experience that so-called positive type of reality. The spark of consciousness from which you create this reality does not view the reality as being desirable or less than desirable, does not pass the judgment whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, something you should or should not experience, but rather validates your choices and decisions, validates your belief systems, and gives to you that which you desire. And does it from a position of absolute unconditional love. And so if you wish to, in this so-called new age and new energy, increase your capacity to influence that reality from an awakened consciousness state, then as well, it would greatly assist you to love yourself consciously and unconditionally. And once again, that becomes a very difficult challenge, particularly if you view many of your experiences in your awakened consciousness state as being experiences that you would view as less than desirable. You question, how could I correct that reality from a position of absolute unconditional love? And again, we would emphasize that it's based on that concept that the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but validates your beliefs and belief systems, gives to you that which you desire. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you judge the positive or negative, the desirable or less than desirable. And so, to love oneself consciously in your awakened consciousness state can assist absolutely in consciously influencing the reality that you experience. So to love yourself consciously, to love yourself not only consciously, but unconditionally. You see, to simply suggest that one loves themselves unconditionally can become a very, very difficult concept to grasp. What's involved in loving yourself consciously and unconditionally? And ironically, it becomes very difficult for you to express an unconditional love to another individual if you're not capable of loving yourself unconditionally. It's very difficult to give something that you don't comprehend. It's very difficult to give something that you don't own yourself in your awakened consciousness state, that you believe is difficult to attain and to achieve and to perpetuate. And so loving yourself not only consciously, but unconditionally in your conscious state can be a difficult to achieve. It can be difficult for you to consciously love yourself unconditionally, and even more difficult to express that unconditional love to another individual, particularly if you're not capable of experiencing it in your awakened consciousness state and aware of what it is to love yourself consciously and unconditionally. Love is a state of being and a state of doing. It doesn't just occur. There are many individuals who would suggest that they love unconditionally, but it begs the question, do they desire to love unconditionally or do they truly love unconditionally? What is love? You see, you have love in an unconditional state, and then you have love that's involved in what we would refer to as loving relationships. And there's a difference there. You see, unconditional love has in that very terminology, there are no conditions. And that becomes difficult, that there are no conditions. And ironically, when you begin to apply conditions, it's no longer unconditional love. It's now a contract. It's now altered because you put a condition upon that love. And many times in your relationships, in loving relationships, you put on conditions. It's what allows you to function as a society. It is what allows you to function as individuals that are interacting with each other, that you put on what we refer to in a loving relationship, various conditions. But when you are expressing unconditional love, it's not based upon those conditions that are applying in your so-called relationships. They're entirely separate. And it becomes difficult as well for you to separate them, to understand what it is to love oneself unconditionally and to love another unconditionally. Love is a state of being and a state of doing. You give someone a gift, for example, as a gift of love, then there are no conditions. Once the gift is given, you don't look at it and suggest, well, I would allow you to have this gift providing that you follow the certain rules, the certain conditions, because then it's no longer a gift of unconditional love. It's a gift that involves conditions, and so it falls into the category of relationships as opposed to an unconditional gift of love. So it's important that you distinguish what it is that is once again in a loving relationship and once again is an expression of unconditional love. So you give to someone unconditionally to allow them to experience feelings of joy, to allow them to experience feelings of security, to allow them to experience what it is to trust unconditionally, to allow them to experience a state of being involved in relationship that gives all of those so-called positive emotions that you desire to experience in a loving relationship and in unconditional love. And so you give and you allow that other to experience that gift unconditionally. What they do with the gift then is entirely within their capacity. You can't give the gift and say, well, this gift is there providing that you do such and such with it. Then once again, it's not a gift of unconditional love. It's a gift that's given in a loving relationship. And there's completely different aspects to those two different types of interactions that you have with other individuals. And so you give to allow another to experience those feelings, and you give unconditionally. You trust, and trust is another aspect of what it is that you experience, both in unconditional love and in relationships. You see, trust can be, for many, a very complicated process, and it's really not complicated at all. You see, when you're involved in a trusting relationship, then you must first of all understand what it is to trust another individual. You see, to be involved in a trusting relationship, you must have something that you're prepared to lose or may lose should someone that's in that relationship violate your trust. If there's no loss, then there's no trust to be involved. There must be a loss involved. And you must solicit someone's trust before you enter into a relationship. To enter into a relationship, be it an unconditional loving relationship or a relationship that's what we refer to as simply a loving relationship, then you must understand and solicit the trust of the individual that's involved, so that in an unconditional relationship, when you're involved in unconditional love, that person understands that that trust is there. And it allows them, once again, to experience this feelings of security, the feelings of being vulnerable without fear of some type of judgment. When you give the trust in unconditional love, then you give that trust as well to once again allow that individual to experience those particular emotions and feelings. And yet you can have trust in what we refer to as a loving relationship. And it can be based upon the same concepts of trust. But if the trust is violated, then you renegotiate. In unconditional love, you trust. And if someone violates the trust, you forgive. And the unconditional love grows. It does not become terminated. You see, when you're involved in a relationship, any act of you understand that you're involved in many loving relationships, be they with other individuals, be they with those that you chose to participate in your so-called family types of situations, nonetheless, you're involved in loving relationships. And in loving relationships, you put in place various conditions that allow you to function. And so if you give a gift, for example, in a loving relationship, and there are conditions placed upon that gift, it's not a gift of unconditional love. Although it may be coming from a position of someone that you're involved in a loving relationship, nonetheless, you understand that that gift has conditions. And therefore, in order to sustain and maintain the gift, you must follow the conditions. And if both parties agree, then that's a contract. That's a loving relationship, that's not unconditional love. And there's not right or wrong, it's simply what you agree to be involved in. How you determine whether or not you're in a loving relationship or you're expressing unconditional love to another individual. You see, when you're in a loving relationship, once again, you put in place those agreements, those conditions, those contracts. Be they contracts that involve certain types of trust, be they contracts that involve interaction with each other. And when those conditions in that loving relationship are violated, if you wish, if the conditions are broken, then you have the choice. You renegotiate the conditions. You renegotiate and perpetuate that particular loving relationship. Or you can terminate the relationship. But the unconditional love exists forever. The unconditional love continues to exist. You see, it's possible to be involved in an unconditional love with another individual, but not to be in a loving relationship. To have no types of relationships at all and yet to express that love when the opportunity presents itself. To give to another individual as unconditional love, to allow that individual to experience joy or security or trust or knowing. It's not a relationship. It's an unconditional love expression. And it becomes important to distinguish between the two. It becomes important to understand that when it's a loving relationship, that's best upon conditions that allow you to function as a society and as individuals that are involved in that relationship, that those particular conditions can change, they can alter, you can renegotiate if you wish. When someone steps outside of the so-called conditions, when one makes a mistake, for example, and violates the conditions to the point where the other individual who's involved in that relationship wishes to renegotiate. You can do that. It's not right or wrong. But when you're involved in an unconditional love, when you're expressing unconditional love to another individual, it's unconditional. It grows. It continues to flourish. Before you can experience that to its full extent, you must learn to love yourself, first of all, unconditionally in your awakened consciousness state. And that can be very difficult. Because you see, you make it difficult. You put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that makes it difficult, because when you entered into this vibrational level, you choose to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You chose to limit your capacity that you create this reality from a position of unconditional love. You put in place those limitations to be able to understand in your awakened consciousness state, and once again to various levels of degrees in your other levels of consciousness, that you create this reality, and that you create this reality from that position of absolute unconditional love. That spark of consciousness that you refer to is that higher self, or whatever terminology you wish to apply, is simply unconditional love. It defies explanation. It's an experience that you can have to be the one, that you are all one, that you exist at a level of unconditional love, that you create this reality from a position of unconditional love, that the only true emotion and feeling that you can experience that will perpetuate and grow is unconditional love. It's who and what you truly are. To bring that into your conscious state, once again, becomes very difficult, because you make it difficult. Because you choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy. You choose to sustain and maintain that veil that makes it almost impossible for you to have that experience in your awakened consciousness state. And when you create these realities, once again, that you view as being negative, less than desirable, then it makes it difficult to accept that you create that from the position of unconditional love as readily and as willingly as you create what you refer to as your so-called positive experiences. It's an illusion. The reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level is an illusion. Is the most illusionary reality that you will experience in any levels of your consciousness. And yet, in your awakened consciousness state, it absolutely appears to you to be real, appears many times to be completely beyond your capacity to control. And yet you do, both as a human consciousness, as that one, if you wish, and as individuals, not only control it, but continuously create it. It's an illusion. It's not real. As difficult as that is to grasp, when you begin to accept that it's an illusion, when you begin to accept that you're the responsible entity for this creation process, then it becomes much easier for you to understand as well that you can manipulate it, that you can alter it, and you can change it. And when you begin to understand that you not only create it, but you have that capacity to alter and to change it at will, then it becomes much easier for you to bring into your awakened consciousness state that feeling of absolute unconditional love. Like who you are, love yourself consciously, unconditionally. And that becomes difficult once again, because you choose to make it difficult, because you choose to put in place the limitations. It's your choice. It's not some type of reality or experience that has been inflicted upon you that you must go through. Absolutely not. It's your choice to be involved in this reality. It's your choice to exist in this vibrational level. It's your choice to put in place that electromagnetic energy, that veil, if you wish, that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It's your choice to not love yourself consciously. It's your choice to like who you are. It's a choice. Your choice. Absolutely. It's your choice to be involved in relationships. It's your choice to have difficulty in various areas of this creation process and to not have difficulty in other areas. That's your choice. It's a validation of your beliefs and your belief systems. What do you believe? Do you believe that it's possible to love yourself unconditionally? Do you believe that it's possible to love another individual unconditionally? Unconditionally. That means no conditions. Consider that for a moment. That means no conditions. When you put conditions on, once again, it becomes more of a relationship. It becomes a contract. When individuals become involved in loving relationships and assume that that's part of unconditional love, then you are, if you would, setting yourself up to experience failure, setting yourself up to experience the emotions and feelings that are associated with that type of failure in a relationship. It's your choice. You put those particular elements in place so that you can experience those intense range of emotions and feelings, and from the spark of consciousness that you are, from that unconditional love for you, create this reality. You rejoice in that creation process. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. If you don't believe that it's possible to love unconditionally, if you don't believe that it's possible to love yourself unconditionally in your awakened consciousness state, then you will have all types of experiences that validate that belief. And so when you are experiencing these particular realities, don't look upon it as some type of failure, but rather look upon it as a success in creating and validating your beliefs and belief systems. Because only through accepting that it's validation of your beliefs and belief systems that you are being successful in creating the reality that you desire to experience, can you accept the responsibility and consequently the possibility of altering that reality. Like who you are. Like who you are. When you look into your mirror and you see the reflection, like what you see. It's your creation. You expel a tremendous amount of energy to create that particular reflection. Accept that it's your creation, like who you are. And if you don't like who you are, if there are certain elements in your so-called personality or your character that you don't like, change them. And you can hold the belief that that's difficult. You can have that, absolutely. But nonetheless, you can also hold the belief that it's possible for you to change those particular characteristics or traits that you don't like in your personality. You can have that. It's your choice. What do you believe? If you believe it's not possible for you to change, then you won't change. there are certain particular physical attributes, for example, that you experience in this particular incarnational period that you put in place in your DNA, that you chose to be involved in that type of a creation process in that particular physical body, if you wish. That was your choice. Your choice to experience the emotions and feelings, whether you view them as being positive or negative, that are associated with that creation process. It's your choice. Only when you accept that it's your choice can you also accept that you have the capacity to alter the reality that you are experiencing. And some of those choices, once again, because of your belief in what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system and the societal belief system and the individual belief systems, it's beyond your capacity to change. Very difficult for you to step outside of all of those belief systems. But nonetheless, it does not alter the concept and the fact that you create your reality. And by accepting that understanding, by accepting that it's your creation, by accepting that it's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, then you can begin to like who you are. And until you like who you are, loving yourself unconditionally becomes very difficult indeed. Like who you are. Begin to do the necessary thing that you would do to allow yourself to experience love. Begin to experience love consciously and understand the difference between a loving relationship and unconditional love. When you're in a loving relationship and someone violates some of the conditions that each of you have agreed to, you need to understand that's a violation of the contract. Not necessarily an indication of a lack of unconditional love. Understand the difference. Love is a state of being and doing. To love unconditionally means simply that. There are no conditions attached to that expression of love. When you're involved in a relationship, be it an individual relationship or a loving relationship, nonetheless, you put in place conditions. You put in place agreements of what's allowed and what's not allowed. And when those conditions and those agreements are violated, you renegotiate if you wish to perpetuate that particular loving relationship. But it does not affect the expression of unconditional love. In the expression of unconditional love, you do not need to forgive. When you're in a loving relationship, many times it's necessary for you to forgive. When you forgive, it's important that you understand that not only are you, in a sense, allowing an expression of unconditional love to that individual that you are forgiving, if you're involved in that type of a relationship, but when you forgive, it frees you from the unnecessary types of experiences that you are creating as a result of not forgiving. When you forgive someone, you release yourself from that particular type of experience. It's for your benefit that you forgive. You see, when you are involved in an interaction where you are having a difficult time accepting what's experiencing with another individual, it's important to understand that you agree to participate. You're not put in that position because of someone else's imposing their beliefs or their rights upon you, but rather you choose to be involved. You choose to be involved in that interaction, to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that. particular interaction with that reality creation process. But if it causes you to lose that feeling of unconditional love in your awakened consciousness state, if it crafts within you a feeling of anger that perpetuates, then you suffer. Not the other individual. You suffer. And so when you forgive, you release yourself from those particular reality creation processes. It's to your benefit to forgive. You gain the most when you forgive, when you're involved in that type of a relationship that's causing you to feel that animosity, if you wish, towards another. Forgive. Forgiveness frees you. It frees you from the limitations that you put upon yourself. And once again, it's important to understand that the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but validates your beliefs and belief systems and rejoices in that validation. And so if you are holding this animosity, for example, to another, and you have difficulty in forgiving, then you experience all of the negativity that comes with that type of belief and belief system. You experience the anxiety that's associated with that. You experience the anger that eats away at your physical being and actually influences the energy that surrounds your DNA. And it brings into your reality those experiences, these negative experiences can actually affect your so-called physical being, can bring what you would refer to as health issues that sit within your DNA inactive, but as a result of your negativity, as a result of your anger, as a result of your anxiety, you alter the energy that surrounds that DNA and you make it real. You bring into this reality those so-called negative experiences and you validate the anger, you validate the negative feelings, and the spark consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong. It's your choice. It's your reality. It's your creation. And so when you hold that animosity, when you hold that anger, when you do not forgive, you suffer, not the other individual towards whom you hold those particular types of feelings. You suffer. And so forgiveness releases you from those particular elements, releases you from that anxiety, releases you from that anger, changes the energy that surrounds your DNA, and you experience an alteration in your day-to-day activities, like who you are. Learn to love yourself unconditionally. Express unconditional love to others. And you will absolutely, guaranteed, alter that energy that surrounds your DNA. And you will begin to understand that it's possible for you, in your awakened consciousness state, to influence your reality from that position of absolute unconditional love. Like who you are. Love yourself unconditionally. Understand that this reality that you experience is an illusion, that it's your creation, that it's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, that that spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. What do you believe? The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. This reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level is an illusion. You put in place all the limitations to make it appear that it's impossible for you to alter the illusion. You hide from that unconditional love that you are. You put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, limits your capacity to understand how it is that you influence and validate and create this reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You choose to put in place the limitations, and you can choose to remove and to limit those limitations. You can choose to like who you are. You can choose to be joyful or to not be joyful. You can choose to forgive or not forgive. You can choose to love yourself unconditionally. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. We have suggested many, many times that in this vibrational level and in all of the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation, there are but three things that you cannot change. You create your reality. You are the God. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. You can change it all. Not only can, but the irony of it is that you do change it all constantly, continuously. It's an illusion. You can make the conscious choice to have a conscious influence upon it, or you continue to believe that you're not in control. The choice is yours, absolutely. It's not right or wrong. We're not suggesting that what you believe or don't believe is right or wrong. Absolutely not. That's your choice. We're not judging that whether or not this reality that you are experiencing is one that you could be better off experiencing another reality. Absolutely not. That's your choice. It's not right or wrong. We have no intent to suggest that it would be beneficial for you to experience a different type of reality. Absolutely not. If you like the reality you are experiencing, enhance the beliefs that you are utilizing to create that reality. If you'd like to change the reality, change the beliefs and you will change the reality. It's really that simple. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. What do you believe? Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you wish, we would come and attempt to answer any questions that you might have. And in the meantime, we would suggest to each of you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.